Hollywood celebrities meltdown over Trump White House ballroom construction. Hitler had a large ballroom, too. By Jerome Hudson on October 22, 2025. Left-wing Hollywood celebrity heads exploded this week as the President Donald Trump-led $250 million White House ballroom construction begins. Hitler had a large ballroom/reception hall built at the old Reich Chancellery in Berlin. This was part of a major renovation of the building after he became chancellor. It was designed by Albert Speer and completed in 1939, said actress Mia Farrow, kicking off what quickly became a conspiracy-filled ragefest from Trump's famous foes. "Trump assured us that our lovely White House would not be altered by the addition of his ballroom," Farrow continued, misrepresenting what the president said. Was he angered by magnitude of no kings, or was it always his intention to demolish the WH? In any case, the day after no kings, he began bulldozing the White House. Heartbreaking. Hitler had a large ballroom/reception hall built at the old Reich Chancellery in Berlin. This was part of a major renovation of the building after he became chancellor. It was designed by Albert Speer and completed in 1939. Mia Farrow, at myafarrow.bisky.social. October 21, 2025 at 12:43 p.m. Indeed, White House renovations are a presidential tradition dating back more than a century. President Trump's additions won't come at a cost to taxpayers. John Nolte believes left-wing meltdowns like these celebrity temper tantrums are evidence of a weakened Democrat Party lashing out in desperation. The facts, however, didn't stop celebrities from spewing hoaxes to their millions of followers. While the government is shut down, Donald Trump is destroying part of the East Wing of the White House, the People's House, for his unwanted ballroom. Who is paying for this atrocity? Actress and singer Barbara Streisand fumed. While the government is shut down, Donald Trump is destroying part of the East Wing of the White House, the People's House, for his unwanted ballroom. Who is paying for this atrocity? Image or embed. Barbara Streisand, at barbarastreisand.bisky.social. October 21, 2025 at 4:59 p.m. "I'm having fun thinking about how Republicans would have reacted if Obama did this without approval," 2 and a Half Men star John Cryer said. "I'm having fun thinking about how Republicans would have reacted if Obama did this without approval." Image or embed. John Cryer, at mirjohncryer.bisky.social. October 20, 2025 at 10:05 p.m. Star Wars star Mark Hamill was sick to his stomach by the White House renovation, adding a barf face emoji to his blue sky screed. "Ignore all laws about altering historic properties," white check mark emoji. "Pave over Rose Garden for tacky Mar-a-Lardo patio," white check mark emoji. "Demolish East Wing after lying that it won't interfere with the current building. It'll be near it but not touching it," white check mark emoji. "Built gaudy $250 million ballroom as public struggles financially," white check mark emoji. Hashtag uck, white check mark emoji. Image or embed. Mark Hamill, at markhamillofficial.bisky.social. October 21, 2025 at 12:01 p.m. Comedian and CNN show host Michael Ian Black mixed two conspiracies in his hot take. Sure, this guy tries to destroy the White House and gets arrested. Trump does it and gets $250 million in corporate donations. Image or embed. Michael Ian Black, at michaelianblack.bisky.social. October 22, 2025 at 12:37 a.m. Star Trek star George Takei dug deep before sharing his analysis. "If I were ever elected president, the first thing I'd do is take a sledgehammer to that ballroom." George Takei, at georgetakei.bisky.social. October 21, 2025 at 7:57 p.m. IT and The Long Road producer author Stephen King called the White House construction shameful. "The draft dodger-in-chief has ordered the destruction of the East Wing of the People's House, which generations of our armed forces fought and died for. This is beyond shameful," he said. Actor James Woods roasted twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton over her response. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.